This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 165. For Monday, December 1st, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday morning due to strength in comparable vegetable oils. The January canola contract is up $5.50 at $583.60 per ton. The March contract is up $5.10 at $578.80 per ton. Gains in comparable oil seed markets were supportive of canola values. Nearby soy oil contracts were up by about a tenth of a cent in early morning trade. Malaysian palm oil also showed strength in overnight trade. Continued strength in the Canadian dollar was a limiting factor for canola, as the loonie was over 77 U.S. cents in early morning activity. A recent report from Statistics Canada said the country's gross domestic product increased by an annualized 40.5% in the third quarter of 2020, topping the second quarter's 38.1% jump. The report said Canada's total output is about 95% of the levels at the end of 2019. Benchmark crude oil prices were slightly lower on Tuesday, following reports that OPEC had not reached an agreement to extend production cuts past January. The Chicago soy complex was stronger on Tuesday morning. Last week, soybean exports were just over 768,000 tons, which was on the lower end of trade expectations. Soy meal exports were 138,000 tons, and soy oil sales were around 27,000 tons. Argentina's oilseed workers and grain inspectors will begin striking today for an indeterminate amount of time, leaving the fate of grain flows in limbo. The January soybean contract is up 2 cents at $11.70 per bushel. December soy oil is up by about a tenth of a cent at 37.8 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up 2.10 at $395 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly stronger today. Corn exports were 1.6 million tons last week, which was higher than market expectations. Ohio's corn crop is nearly harvested after the state has seen significant rains during the harvest season. The December corn contract is up by a fraction of a cent at $4.20 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower this morning. Wheat exports were about 795,000 tons last week, which was well above trade expectations. The Australian wheat crop is expected to come in at 31.1 million tons. Chicago December is down by 15 cents at 565. Kansas City December is down 5.5 cents at 540. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 16 cents in the December contract at 534. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, December 1st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.